Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Well, a mixed day for cattle futures. It actually fought back and was pretty strong toward the end of the day. But December live cattle were 135.27. That was up 27 cents. February's 47 cents higher at 137.05. The April's two higher at 140.92. Feeder cattle were down 85 in January at 162.57. March is down 15 at 164.32. The April seven lower at 167.27. But a kind of a quiet day. The market was quite a bit lower at one point, and it did come back. The disappointing cash trade this week seems to be kind of the headline. It was 136 trade yesterday, which, 142 2 weeks ago, then 140 and 38, and then 37, then finally 36. And granted, it is kind of the end of year. The markets are winding down here for the Christmas holiday. Also to note, sale barns will be closed after this week until the first of the year. And then on the 23rd, it's kind of a weird Thursday afternoon cattle on feed report right before Christmas, but that cattle on feed report, some early estimates are on feed for December 1st, 100% last year, placements 103% last year, and marketed 103% last year. So I believe that probably Monday or Tuesday we'll get some average estimates out to report to you guys.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Today's grain futures really bounced back for the wheat. Wow, what a great wheat day. Kansas City July wheat was up 13 and 3 quarters at 7.95 and a half. Went all the way up to $8, just above $8 actually, $8 and a quarter cent. So that was about 23 cents off of the low. Today's bounce back will bring some confidence back into the market. You know, yesterday the market made new lows, and even today, this morning, it went and made new lows. And then coming back like that, hopefully it's here to stay. Of course, this hot weather in December and all this wind and no rain, it's not good for the wheat crop. I know that a lot of people are very disappointed in what the crop looks like at this point. We also have several things going on out of Russia. It looks like they're going to maybe lower their export quota to 8 million tons, 8 million metric tons versus 9 million metric tons. It's not really thought that it'll make all that big of an impact, at least in the short run. But if they keep restricting exports, that long term should be somewhat helpful. Corn today was up anywhere from 2 to 5.5 cents, with March at 5.91 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter, and then beans were up 4 to 12 cents. And then the cotton market really strong today. Looks like it's going to be up about 390, or at one point was up the limit at 109.71. So welcome back to the cotton here. We're really strong today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.